turning our attention to the very sad news which came through of the death of John McSweeney in Corrie yesterday in a farm accident. With me on the line is independent councillor in the Castle Island area, Charlie Farrelly. Charlie, good morning to you.
Yeah, good morning, Gerry, and good morning to your listeners.
Devastatingly sad news for the family and for the area, really. The place is in a state of shock. John McSweeney worked for many years for the local authority.
Yeah, Gerry, look at the people of Corrie, the Corrie area, and the general Castle Island area and surrounding areas in deep shock, and with the tragic farm accident that caused the death of John. Yeah, Gerry, I knew John for many, many years. Like myself, he was an employee of Kerry County Council. He was working, I think he may have been 15 or 20 years inside in Killarney. He was working in the street cleaning services in Killarney, and John was an absolute gentleman, a lovely man, a very diligent worker for KCC, could not do enough anything he was ever asked to do in Killarney Town, and he was so well got in Killarney Town. People knew him on a daily basis, traveling the town, and he was a wonderful man to give advice to any new person coming into the council, and he'd always give advice. He was a wealth of knowledge of the town of Killarney itself, a wealth of knowledge of what had to be done to keep the town in prestigious condition. He was a very educated man, Gerry. He loved working with machinery, and he had a fierce interest in farming. And you'd always get John at break times. You'd always see him reading the farming section of the Independent, especially probably at England, it's on a Tuesday. And he loved farming and loved machinery. And it was unfortunate that he met his death with a piece of machinery working with yesterday. And you know, like myself, Gerry, he had retired from working with KCC. I think John retired early last August, and he was in what we were hoping was he was enjoying his retirement. And it's a huge shock, Gerry, to the area. It's a he was a very strong-willed man. He was a well-built man, a strong man. But above all I can remember of John, and would always remember with fondness, was his time with the KCC in Killarney, and the way he got on with the people in Killarney. And he was on the new people in Killarney on a one-to-one basis. All the local business people.
Yeah, one of the key people, Charlie, who keeps towns and the county going. They know where everything is. They know the work that needs to be done, and they apply themselves to it.
Yeah, look at Gerry, they're in every town. They're in your own town in Kinmare down there. I know you, the man personally that's doing keeping the town ticking, one of the men ticking down in your own in Kinmare there. I worked with him for many years as well, and they're in every town, Gerry. But John was one of those people. He was one of those people that really kept the town ticking over, and it didn't make any difference to John whether he was asked to go out at 5 o'clock in the morning after a very busy weekend in Killarney. And you know, Gerry, Killarney can be very busy, and busy most weekends, but especially we say maybe with a weekend or the rallies on or something like that.
Yeah.
And the town wouldn't be in a great condition, but I can guarantee you before people would get out of their beds at 7:30 or 8 o'clock, John would have it. He'd be part of a team that would have it looking well, and that's what has given Killarney a bit of an advantage over every other tourist town. It's the way that it's kept, this prestige condition is kept, and I can tell you that one of the reasons of the condition that Killarney Town has been kept over the years was John. And to his brothers, Niall, I've worked with his brother Niall for over 20 years. Niall works in the library service in Kerry County Council, and has given great service to the council. And look at his brothers, Niall, his sister Donnie, Gerard, and Helen, his sister, and nieces and nephews, and friends, and a wide variety of neighbours, shocked neighbours in Corrie. Trying to come to terms with it, Gerry. I'm getting hard to get my head round on myself this morning when I heard it yesterday evening, and I'd just like to extend my deepest sympathy and the sympathy of all my former and current workers in Kerry County Council. to the untimely death of John, and it's a tragic situation.
Yeah. All right, Charlie, listen, thanks very much for talking to us this morning and paying tribute to John McSweeney. Former Councillor Sean Coonan and his wife Mary posted this condolence online. Condolence to the family and extended family of John. John contributed hugely in his years with Killarney Town Council, an extremely conscientious worker and a nice man. May he rest in peace. We've more on the way after we take these.